everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trans channel, which means his consciousness is completely gone, no filters. And the being who is most appropriate for you all, the callers and listeners, will come through. We never know who it is. We've had wonderful people. I know we'll have somebody great tonight. So, phone numbers to ask a question, 888-627-6008, or the alternate number, 323-744-4831. Okay, let's get started. Here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome. May I ask who's here today?
My name is Genghis Khan.
Oh, wonderful, because you're about bringing people together.
Empowerment of large groups of people, like you guys.
Well, like the whole planet, like each country. Like everybody who's working to bring about a better world.
Indeed.
Everything. Okay, very good. Do you have another message besides the one you just gave about empowering large groups of people? Any other message for our callers and listeners at this time?
Dear ones,
I'd like to speak a moment about when you take on a new project. Here you have this new project. You've thought it through. You know exactly what you want to do, and you go charging off. But then, sometimes, you start second-guessing yourself. And I'm here to tell you that that second-guessing does not help anyone. In fact, it hurts everyone. Don't do it. Please.
Okay, so you're allowing the human tendency to question good moves that we make, thereby dropping off personal energy vibrations. This is not cool, right?
Most definitely not cool.
Okay. Great. Good message. Thank you. Okay, Cindy, welcome. Cindy,
thank you
there?
For being here.
Can you speak up,
Cindy? Can you hear me now?
Better.
How's this?
Go back.
What?
Just speak the loudest you can, okay?
Okay, it might be on your end because it's sort of a little like you're in a tunnel when you talk.
Can't help it. We're doing the best we can with no landline.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yes. The people who are planning and coordinating the false flag scenarios around the world, when will they be arrested?
The latter part of this year.
Okay. We were told this before, but I do not remember the answer. When will debt forgiveness happen in the United States?
Same answer. Latter part of this year.
And the credit bureaus are very corrupt. Will they be gone also about the same time, late 2017?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And then Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, how is his wife handling all this about her husband? Is she devastated? Is she going to divorce him? I mean, I'm just concerned about her.
There are no surprises there for her, dear one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it at the moment, Mary. So when you ask questions, I might tag on something later on.
Okay, Cindy, thank you. That was a really good question about Jared Kushner's wife. You know,
yeah, I bet.
You know,
okay, thank you,
Dana.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Most welcome.
Okay, next is Barb. Barb, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The Paris Agreement that was brought about today, is it good for us?
Good. Dear one, I think you will find that the U.S. is not part of it.
Okay, because it wasn't, the president is not going to sign that agreement. And but will he negotiate something, or is negotiations out of the picture?
He's quite firm in his understanding of what needs to happen. So I don't think there will be any negotiation on this matter.
Will Trump be impeached, or will he resign?
None of the above, dear one. He will let go as soon as the new governance comes in.
And when will that be?
You're looking at the end of this year or the beginning of next.
And how are we looking at the RV? The month of June?
For the public?
The RV, the currencies? Revaluation?
For the public is my question.
Well, when are we going to see the gold back money, global currency? Will that be in the month of June?
Barb, the public is different from the private. So Genghis Khan is asking you if you're asking about the public opportunity, not the private. There's a difference.
Well, give me both, public and private.
The private is happening now. The public is going to be towards the end of summer.
Okay. What is wrong with Hillary?
Well, at this point, there's nothing wrong with her. She's on the other side now.
She's on the other side?
Yes.
Then it's her double that is speaking?
Double and clones, yes.
She's acting a little erratic.
There's no she to it. She is a mouthpiece.
I see.
She being her double or a clone.
She seems like a stumbling block. When will we see an increase in Social Security?
The changes that are coming will make that pale in comparison.
It will be obsolete?
I'm not saying it'll be obsolete. I'm saying that the significance of that increase will be tiny in comparison.
What happened with this Kathy Griffin, the woman who put Trump's head on a platter? What was that all about? Why did she do such a terrible thing? And why don't they get rid of her completely? And said they're getting rid of her only for the New Year's Eve. CNN, or was it Fox, canceled her just for the New Year's Eve. Why don't they get rid of her completely? Will they be doing that?
Because the company that she works for is Cabal. Mm.
Okay. When will I leave Massachusetts to go to Wisconsin?
Mid-July.
Okay. And one more last question. What really happened to Aaron Hernandez?
What really happened?
Yes.
Taken out.
I didn't hear that.
Taken out.
Taken out. By himself,
yes.
Or somebody else?
It wasn't him.
I didn't quite hear that.
It was not him.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay. Cindy brought up the company that runs the false flag, which has, for me, recently been exposed to a much deeper level. It's my understanding that the company is named Crisis Solutions, with a website of crisis-solutions.com, and it's a mobile unit that goes from country to country and does these like films. Short films, whatever. They have military transport done by the CIA, probably, or whatever's left of the black ops people. And it's like making a film that anybody who is killed, pretty much, there may be some people actually killed on site, but most of it, people are killed elsewhere and brought to the site, and it's all a movie set. Can you comment on this?
Your grasp of the obvious is refreshing, dear. This has been going on for a long time.
Yes, it has. But the exposure has been step by step by step. And the most recent exposure that brought all of this to the front for me was Ola Damigard's video, where he speaks very clearly about having researched all this stuff and seeing. We have seen the same people be the actors over and over in the different cities, different false flags, but he really put it all together, and wonderful for him.
Yes, Mr. Wilson, thank you, for sure, for sure. And yes, it is a business, and there has been a market for it in the cabal.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, the first thing that would happen to get that gone would be to take away their money. Cindy asked about their being arrested, but taking away the money is much more effective at this point, would it not be?
Lethal. Lethal. It's the thing to do.
And do you see a time frame on cutting off their flow of funds?
You're in.
By year end, so we can expect a few more false flags here and there. But they don't have enough money to do anything really big, do they? They're just their small,
mm-hmm.
individual city.
Yeah,
small.
All true.
All true. Okay, this is good. Okay, yeah, a lot of their kick has been taken out from them, so things are much smaller now. Still not nice, but smaller. Okay. There's an email about Israeli technology being able to shoot down airplanes by a laptop.
And I wouldn't be surprised if this is true. Can you comment?
It is so, but they are being contained. They are not going to be able to cause much mischief.
Okay, and because a laptop can be anywhere, then that would be pretty much up to the Galactics to contain them, who will oversee everything. Is that sort of correct?
No, that's not sort of correct. That's correct.
Correct. Okay. Okay, because on the ground, you might not be able to find those laptops, but the Galactics certainly can.
Oh, so
bless them for one more beautiful thing they're doing. Okay. There was a very informative email about something that was titled Taxi Service to Italy, The Truth About the Refugees. Now, I know there's some refugees that have headed to Europe for genuine reasons, that they want a better life. But this spoke about how the boats go out from Italy to 12 miles off the coast of Libya, and the small boats come out there. The ships pick them up and take them to Italy, and there are so many of them that have cell phones with ISIS connections on them and various other things, that these are really not refugees. These are migrants bent on doing harm. Is that true?
These are paid killers.
Okay, that puts it in perspective. Okay, paid killers. All right, so this is actually happening across the Mediterranean and has been for some time.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there anything that anybody can do about that at this point in time to stop that or cut it back?
It will be addressed shortly.
Oh, okay. That's good. So powers bigger than me are going to take care of it.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
You were just speaking of them.
Galactic.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to do something that will stop
they're
this.
They're going to set off the channel, so to speak.
Okay, nice. All right. Well, that brings up the question, since the Mediterranean is full of cruise ships and people who are clueless about what's going on and just having a vacation, are those going to be interrupted or disturbed, or will they get educated real fast?
There won't be much disturbance of them.
So they'll get to stay ignorant if they want to.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay.
But staying ignorant is something that the people of your planet are going to find harder and harder to do.
I hope so. I do see progress every day in general. But there's just so much going on right under people's noses if they'll just look.
Well, when the mass media gives it up, then things will start to make a lot more sense.
Oh, yes. And I know they're on the run, and they're the last big thing to go. How much longer will they have much sway over the public that still watches them?
You can look for them to fold their tents in the springtime.
Oh, not till next spring.
Right.
So, okay. So we just have to keep working and trying to educate people and wake them up in the best way that we can.
Indeed.
In the meantime. All right. I was told that Keshi, of the Keshi Foundation, the Iranian physicist, is the same soul as Tesla. Tesla crossed over in 1943. Keshi was born in 1958. That's a 15-year on the other side period, which is pretty short. Is this true?
It is. This is a very dedicated soul you are speaking of.
Yes, and apparently he wanted to come back and help humanity so badly that he didn't stay out very long and got back as soon as a situation could be worked out.
Indeed he did.
Okay. And, of course, he's being heavily criticized by cabal people or people who are ignorant. Just Tesla, of course, was taken out by what was the cabal at the time. Right?
Yes, he absolutely was.
Yes. Yeah. And so Keshi is having to face some of the same stuff. But he is worth listening to and supporting, right?
Yes. And I don't think you will find it very amazing that the companies that sell power to the world are not his friends.
Of course not. What they need to do is kind of close up shop and go join him and spread the good stuff. But that doesn't happen overnight. We know. It would be nice.
Let us put energy behind that.
All right. All right. Faster than ever that the electric companies, owners, managers, shareholders, whatever, wake up and realize the world is changing and they're on an old path
that no longer serves.
Right. Right. It doesn't. Okay. Ben Fulford put out quite a report this week. He talked about France and Germany versus the U.S. and the U.K., but they're Khazarian in both, although France and Germany may be worse off. I don't know. The U.S. is pretty bad off, but Trump's making a big effort to get rid of these guys. Is this France and Germany that he says against U.S. and U.K. pretty much for show right now?
You're just talking about different branches of the same outfit.
Okay, that makes sense. And the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, does he work for the Rothschild? And were the Chinese invested in Hillary's becoming president?
I think you've heard of the term disinfo.
Yes.
This is disinfo.
This is disinfo. Okay, so Ben really put a lot of disinfo, deliberately or otherwise, into his report this week. Some reports are better than others. I know he has to say some things to say a lot, but sometimes he's put out some really good stuff. Okay, let's address Seth Rich, the Democratic staffer who supposedly leaked Hillary's emails and was murdered.
And your question is?
Is that all true?
Yes, it's all true. Very straightforward. Okay. And the powers that be don't want to look at it.
Okay. So Seth must have been a person who had some higher ideals and realized something was wrong and chose to take action, which cost him his life, but felt that the leak was important. Is that correct?
Let's put it this way. He woke up, and then was taken out.
Okay, he woke up, took action, and then was taken out.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, bless him. I'm sorry he didn't promise, but bless him. Okay, David Rockefeller and Brzezinski both being dead now, that really weakened the cabal's position, is it not?
It does indeed, and it's no accident.
Oh, yes. It was time for them to go one way or another, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Joe Lieberman, is he a Mossad agent and therefore was not made head of the FBI under Trump, which he was looking forward to?
Well, he's not exactly an agent, but he is kind of friendly, shall we say.
Okay. So he's swayable, usable, a
yeah.
puppet
yeah.
kind of person. Okay, that makes sense. Will Kushner be prosecuted regarding the Saudi Arabia arms deal? That's another thing Ben Fulford said.
There's not much energy for that happening.
Okay. Kushner's just been removed from a lot of major stuff that he had, right? And is doing much smaller things where he can't create quite so many problems, maybe?
It's difficult to cause problems in the closet.
That's awesome. Okay. Okay, Ben also said that, Trump's visit to the Pope and the Vatican went better than expected. Is that true?
It is true.
Okay.
Yes.
And this Pope, there's been a lot of mixed talk about him, but he's really of the light. Is he not pretty much, or at least more than previous Pope?
Way more than previous.
So, where we see him not moving forward on an issue that we feel he needs to, is he just biding his time and picking the right path and the right way to go about the various cleanup areas?
What he's come to do requires a great deal of skill, shall we say.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be done very, very carefully. Otherwise, it will blow up in his face.
Right. Right, because of the entrenchment of the Vatican and all the ones supposed to be under him.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Ben said Trump did not allow a photo of baby at the Wailing Wall because he doesn't support baby. Is this true?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
I love that. Okay. He also said the Chinese are behind Bitcoin. Is that really true or is that pretty iffy?
They are one of the major players behind it.
Okay. Was this a good move on their part to try to bring about some progress toward financial changes on the global scale? Or is it a game they decided to play?
They made a choice to move away from the U.S. dollar,
yes,
the petrodollar, as it's called. And this is one of the things they've done for that.
Okay. So this is just one factor that they're doing to move away from what's been most powerful on the planet. Petrodollar.
Yes.
What is the background behind Bitcoin? Did they dream it up? Somebody else did? I mean, I know people who are involved. I've never gotten involved. I saw it as an alternative, which is good to challenge the global financial system. But as far as its own integrity and value, I was questionable about that. Can you address that?
Well, you have to watch these scientists and engineers because they can come up with some things that are quite unusual, shall we say.
Yes, this is true. And the host is an engineer. So this is quite true. Yes. Okay. All right. The currency gurus continue to put out the Republic's Restored and Paul Ryan's president and all that, which is, I do not pass on any of that information. I pass on sort of the opposite. Is that just because they don't have any other news and they want to appear like they know have some news? But it's not news. And I do not believe it's true because we're going to have new governance. The Republic will never be restored in its former form. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. You're not going backwards, you're going forward.
Yes, a whole new deal, okay? Still based on the timeless principles of the Declaration of Independence, but not based on the Constitution as it was written to implement the Declaration of Independence, which is all it really was. And that means we need a whole new upgrade, right?
Everybody will have to be involved in what occurs on the planet, and especially in their local area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Local, participatory, people involved just as much as they can be or will are willing to be.
Have to be.
More like King Arthur's Round Table, which
yes.
we've been told. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Al Sears put out an email, or allowed to be put out an email, about a $1 pill that would end most pharmaceutical drugs use. And a report to read about this. Is this something of value to be paid attention to?
It is.
Okay. I understand there have been 2 more pipeline leaks at the water protectors in North Dakota. Is this true?
It is so.
And they still need help, do they not? Money, mostly?
They need tons of help, my dear.
Okay. So they're still holding on the best they can. Okay.
They are indeed.
Okay.
And salute them.
Salute them, absolutely, for their diligence and perseverance. Again, I've covered this before. Money orders made out to water protectors and snail mailed to the address on their website. That's still the correct way to go?
Absolutely is. Please help them.
Because the bank that controls the receipts from PayPal and checks and so forth is holding the money away from the water protectors illegally. Still?
Yes, still, unfortunately.
Okay. What is the status of the Gulf of Mexico now, so long after the spill, and what's really happening there as to any resurgence of life, more spills? What's the current situation? Because it's not in the news anymore because it's so long ago.
It's old news, and cleanup continues, but not at a very fast pace.
Is there any water life coming back at all, or did it get mostly killed? What's the status of the marine life?
They will have to be replaced, shall we say. That's the status.
Okay. So that is something that eventually people can do, but the Galactic can do a tremendous job with that, can they not, beyond what people can do? People can do a lot. Yes,
this is a tremendous opportunity for the Galactic to help, and they are extremely interested in helping, but they're not interested in having people throw rocks at them, for example.
No! That is gross. They're here to help us. Okay. The income tax situation has come up in a couple of conversations for me with people recently. We had no idea that their personal income taxes have never, ever paid for government services. The recent report from Matthew seemed to be pretty good and did mention that. I have sent people to read the 1984 Grace Commission report, 4 pages, that exposes this truth. Can you address, it's important that people get rid of this idea that their taxes pay for government services for the people.
So you're saying that disclosure and honesty should prevail?
What a concept, right?
Yes, indeed, and it will.
Okay, so more and more people are beginning to get it, at least. Okay.
Everybody will wake up. They do it at their own time.
but they're being kind of trotted along now, so you may find it happening a little fast.
Oh, I hope so. It's a real drag.
It will, my dear. Trust. It will.
I do know it's coming. It's just we've had to take a lot of patience pills, and I'm not in favor of that. That bottle's almost empty. Okay. I'm delighted that Barbara brought up the Paris Treaty, which Obama did sign, but it was never binding. It was just a nice piece of paper that a bunch of countries signed, okay, some time ago. And that Trump has now rejected that, and I think very wisely. Can you address the reason for that?
Trump is being advised by many different people and by what you refer to as the galactic, those from other cultures other than those on your planet.
And the tremendous advantage of the galactic is that they can have a much broader and long-term view, even though time is not real for them. It still encompasses much more in the way of events, past, present, and potential future. So they can give much wiser advice, I would think. That.
Yes, they can, and they can help you. By you, I mean humanity on the planet. They can help to bring you forward in your education, shall we say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think people are beginning to realize that when they get what they call an intuitive hit, is it a bit of intuition? That I think people are learning that if they follow it, they do better than if they don't follow it generally. But that comes from galactic, their higher self, from many sources, from their many places, right?
When it is said there is only one, that is the truth. You're all connected to everything. And everything is connected to you.
True. Okay, beautiful. Okay. I was pleased to see an article come out about smart meters and helping people to refuse those. And my friend sent a link that was not just a link. It was a whole lot of different places where recommendations are given about how to either not have the smart meters or how to nullify their effects. Even Amazon is selling stuff that can protect people from the smart meters if they're stuck with it. Is this true?
Yes, it is, and it's needed because those are not helpful to humanity.
Not at all. They're stupid meters as far as helping humanity. But I was delighted to see the amount of resources now available to people. Okay. The president of the Philippines, Duterte, got an interview that he gave that made so much sense. Can you address who he is and what he's trying to do?
He is of the light. Mm-hmm. He is trying to make sure that his people aren't dragged down by anybody.
How awesome. And he made it very clear, I don't need this job. I'm doing it because I care. Yes.
That is the truth.
Yes. Anybody in a position like that, I think if they don't have the attitude, I don't need this job. I am doing it because I care, but I sure don't need it. That's the most honest, authentic position, is it not?
It is, and one that Trump has.
Yes, Trump is very, very much on track with that. And he certainly didn't sign up for what he's been handed. But he's sticking with it. He's not a quitter.
No, he is not a quitter, and he will get you to the new governor.
So perfect. So perfect. Can you give any more information about what the new governance will look like at a federal or national or state? Or we know the local participatory part, but what do you know what the structure will be at the national or state level?
That is still being worked out, my dear.
Okay. Okay. It is my understanding there will be no office of president, no office of vice president, no Congress, and many of the agencies will either be closed or reduced to where they're really effective and useful. Is that correct?
Reformed.
Reformed, okay.
Yes. They will become useful, shall we think?
Yes. Time for them to serve.
Yes.
Yes. Are there many congressmen, either House representatives or senators, who know that this term of theirs is going to be really short and know what's coming?
There are a few. Not many, but a few.
A few. So this would be the good guys, the few good guys that are in there that have resisted blackmail and bribes and a bunch of other stuff.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Okay. Are they excited?
Absolutely.
I love it. That is great. That is great. Okay. Let's see. The whole situation with the uranium in the Western United States. And when Hillary was Secretary of State, seeing that that was sold to the Russians, that a Canadian company owned that, and there's been zero attention, prosecution, who want to know what's going on. Is anything going to come of this?
The whole planet will be in a much better place, and this will be inconsequential, shall we say.
Okay. Cindy's back? Okay.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Cindy. You're back.
Okay. Okay. We had asked a while ago how many bases were left by the Cabal underground bases under the ocean. How many have been removed now? What number are we down to?
Is your question specifically about under the sea?
How about on the surface, underground, and in the ocean?
What number are you down to? Is that the question?
Yes. Before it was 107 still to go to be removed. What number are we at now that still need to be removed?
One of that.
Pardon?
It says one third has to still be removed. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. Okay. We were told that there's 1,000 different civilizations, I guess would be appropriate word, of galactics that have come from all over the universe to see what's happening here. My question is,
how do you like being in the fishbowl?
Oh, great. I'm glad I'm
okay.
Here. Do they only see us as balls of light, or do any of them see us in our physical form, in the human form?
Most of them can see both.
Oh. Do they get a good laugh at us, some of the funny things humans do? I mean...
Yes, they do.
Oh, good. Okay. And then I have a personal question for my friend, Velvet. Last week, I asked where she would be living before December of the end of the year, and she'd like clarity because she was told she would be about 150 miles north of where she's currently at, and it's because she likes the weather there. That really didn't make sense to her. Would it also include a better job, romance? Could you put more clarity on it, please?
So she's looking for the whole picture, is what you're saying.
Yes, please.
That's a very different...
What?
That is a very different question.
Okay. Can you give a very different answer?
Oh. You want a very different one? Here it comes.
Well, she would like to have a better clarity of why she's moving.
Because she can be fulfilled there. That's not the only place that she can be fulfilled, but it is a place, and it will work for her.
Okay. Will she get a...
Wait. And that fulfillment includes how she makes a living and a romantic partnership.
Someone different than who she with now?
Duh.
Okay. So will she meet this person once she moves? Or that will be one of the reasons why she moves?
She may meet this person at any time now.
Okay. And, okay. Well, thank you very much, Genghis Khan.
You are welcome, dear one.
Okay.
Would you do me a favor? Namaste.
Yes.
Would you be good to yourself?
I'm working on that very hard at the moment.
Don't work on it. Do it.
Yes, sir. I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, very good. I have a question about our Hawaiian elder who goes by the name of Auntie Pua and how she's doing health-wise at the moment. Is she really coming back well?
She is, and she will do much better when she's living near you.
Okay. I believe that, and we have two caregivers who can help her. So we will, people who are used to doing that, even though they have many other talents. Now, there's talk about her leaving the rehab she's in right now this Saturday and going to her daughter's place. I have made my and our wishes clear that we prefer she stay in the rehab as long as possible. Can you address what's the wisest course for her in the short term is, because we expect to bring her here before too long?
She will be able to withstand the few weeks that she will be with her daughter there and stay healthy.
Okay. Okay. So it's still going to be a few weeks before we can bring her here, probably.
Yes.
Okay. Our plan was to bring her here right away with one of the caregivers and the host going to get her and putting her in a temporary, like an apartment or a condo. Is that
2 weeks? Is a few weeks.
2 weeks is a few weeks. All right. 2 weeks I can deal with. Few going like 8, 10. No, I'm just going to deal with that. Okay. 2 weeks I can deal with. Okay. And she can too, you say, that this she'll be okay. 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 Wonderful. I'm so grateful that she is coming back so well. Yes.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Will our desire for her to stay in the rehab make any difference as we've expressed it?
About as much difference as the grass begging the lawnmower not to come.
Okay. Well, I had to put in our 2 cents worth.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Okay. What's the current situation on Fukushima? Is it, I know we've been told it's been handled. It's not a threat. The Black is taking care of it as much as they can. It's not a big deal. And I noticed that death has finally backed off of pushing that as number one problem. Because he was fed disinformation, from what I understand. Can you give us a report on Fukushima?
Totally handled, my dear. No problem.
Yes. 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 Good. All right. That's awesome. So great. Okay. Do you have a last message for our callers and listeners who will listen to the archives also in the future that you would like to express beyond what you've already said?
Please hear me when I tell you that you can move this planet forward into more light, more goodness, more love. Please do it.
Oh. So again, you're referencing humanity's consciousness as being a major factor in how long this is taking, right?
I am indeed. Yes.
Okay. That is awesome. And that the new Earth is basically ready for us as we're ready. That true?
That is true.
Okay.
That is where you will first, your first stop when you ascend.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. And it's 3 times bigger than Earth, roughly. And gorgeous. In terms we understand.
Gorgeous in every respect, because you see, you will have the lion laying down with the lamb. They will be just fine. There won't be any survival issues there.
And what I love is all the emails coming out showing animals of different species loving each other, cuddling each other, spending time together by choice. Lovely. Okay, thank you so very much, Genghis Khan, for being here today. We are honored with your presence and your beautiful responses to everything and your guidance and wisdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.